Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Dallas at the Southwestern Regional Show, and I'm with Yates Flooring Center. Got two gentlemen, Ryan Rogers and Kobe McDougal. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. How are you,
well,
Kemp?
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for spending time with us. I know you guys because you're NFA members, and we meet about three times a year together. Great to see you here. Thought we'd just catch up, tell the listeners a little bit about Yates. Fill us in, a little background on Yates.
Yates Flooring Center, we have three locations in the panhandle of Texas. We are currently building a new store in our Lubbock location. That's kind of our mothership. We got an 80,000 square foot store that's going to be opened in Q2, possibly Q3 of this year. We do right around $52 million, a little bit less than that. It was a record year for us last year, so it's the most that we've ever done. Been in business. This is our 50th anniversary. Mr. Bobby Yates started in 1976 in January, so we have literally just crossed our 50th year anniversary in business and taking this new store and try to explode us into the next 50 years.
Well, I love hearing these success stories. Ryan, how many years you been there?
I've been there 27 years. Started there when I was 18 years old. Had a two-year hiatus in college whenever I went to play golf, but I've been working there 27 out of the last 29 years.
And you're CEO?
Yes, sir. I'm minority owner and CEO.
And Kobe, you're chief sales officer?
That's correct.
So you're in all three segments, residential, replacement, commercial, and builder, right?
Yes, sir, we are.
Which of those sectors is performing the best?
Right now, retail is performing the best. In years past, it's always been builder has kind of jumped up there. We've even had years, 10, 12 years ago where commercial was our top performer. So it's kind of, I call it our three-headed monster. And luckily out there in West Texas where we're at, they each kind of stick their pretty little head up whenever the other's down. I mean, we all know rates have been where they've been at. And so builder has been down. It hasn't been bad. It's just down a little bit. But our retail, people that are staying and redoing their house because they're not building. And then, of course, commercial stays pretty steady. No matter if it's in Midland or Amarillo or Lubbock, it stays pretty steady year over year. So, but this year, retail took the gold medal, if you will.
All right, so the rest of the world is in the third year of a recession when it comes to flooring demand. And you guys are having your best year. I mean, some of it's geographical, but some of it's scale as well, don't you think?
I do. I'll let Kobe speak to that.
I do believe that. But we are blessed to be in West Texas. You know, something unique about our economy really is, again, there's five pillars to our economy, which keeps us really balanced and keeps it, robust and growing, which is energy, agriculture, medicine, education, and trade. And again, all of those things coming together create a nice little amount of business that we're able to capitalize on. You know, for us, it's all about taking care of the customer and offering a very unique, sustainable experience. I mean, that's really what's allowed us to grow organically over the past 50 years.
How does your clientele know who you are? I mean, do you advertise or just word of mouth or what?
We do some pretty heavy advertising. However, really, it's about performance, and our name has just been synonymous, in the West Texas market for, again, to Ryan's point, 50 years. So, again, over those 50 years, we've really tried to, do everything we can to put our best foot forward for the consumer. And that's really translated into some pretty good success.
What motivated the new store?
It's a long story, but really it became a real estate transaction of sorts. There's a large grocery chain in Texas. They needed to acquire and expand their footprint. They had their eye on our location, which is on the north side, essentially, of Lubbock. And so really it just became an opportunity for us to really take a hard look and really make the determination of whether or not it was going to make sense for us to make the move. And we are beside ourselves excited for the new opportunity of the store coming online. It's going to be 75,000 feet. We are taking a complete departure from, traditional merchandising, what have you, and really taking a hard look at what that looks like for us going forward. And it's just going to prove itself out to be a truly tremendous experience for the consumer and for our company, for our team.
All right, tell us about this Dallas Regional Show. How are you finding it?
I found it to be great. It's a little choppy going up to Grapevine and going over to Fort Worth and coming down here to Arlington. Really enjoyed the Lowe's. Shaw really put the best foot forward. It's a really neat, like the new facility over there. I have not been in the new convention center. We were going to come last year and they had the big ice storm. So this is the first time that we've been here in 2 years. So it was good to get back, but feel like a lot of windshield time driving over here and over there and over that. So wish that could be cleaned up a little bit.
I agree with you. So what you're saying is, we've got three shows here, and then Mohawk's across town, right?
Mohawk, Engineered Floors, Daltile. I feel like I mean, there are quite a bit, you know, down in the basement of the convention centers, you know, Adlita, some of the other Spear Tech and some of the Happy Floors that we do business with. But we spent all day yesterday up in Grapevine going to separate hotels, not just the Embassy Suites, but we were at the Four Point Sheraton, you know, going back and forth. We went to Emser, which was in Dallas. A lot of windshield time, and we just got back from Fort Worth. We spent all morning here and early afternoon, went over to Fort Worth to check out Carndean, and then now just got back. So, I mean, I put several hundred miles on the truck, whereas Las Vegas, you know, the International Surface Event, it's all under one roof. So it's a little easier. So a little hectic.
So why come here and not just wait until 2 weeks from now?
Well, I think it's important for us to be local to the market, region, you know, yeah. and really have that face time directly with, you know, our RSAs. Because a lot of times, you know, the local and regional RSAs won't make the trip, you know, up into surfaces, you know, for Vegas show. So again, I think it's important just to get out. It's also good for networking. You know, I mean, we're very relational people. So, you know, throughout the time that we're here, you know, we see competitors, we see, you know, friends, colleagues, you know, other NFA members, so on and so forth. Yeah.
And it took us 4 hours and 15 minutes to get here. So, you know, have this large of a show that's pretty much in your backyard, it'd be kind of a mistake not to come, in my opinion.
So we're in the Shaw space right now. What are you seeing that's caught your eye?
Oh, listen, I think this year for me personally, it's all about carpet. I've really been inspired, you know what I mean, by what I'm seeing in terms of the fiber systems and what have you. I think that, you know, Shaw and Mohawk both just are bringing some tremendous things to the table. And not to say that Engineered Floors, you know, equal to that. We saw some really unique things in carpet. So, again, very, very bullish about what's going to come in carpet this year.
And before you came to Yates, you were at MSI?
That's correct. So I was the national sales director. I'm a non-slab sales director of MSI. So, of course, you know, Yates was a very important part, you know, for my customer base. And again, that relationship's been in place with me personally and the Yates family my entire life. Anyways, it was a coming home of sorts.
Well, my last question is usually, you know, what do you think is going to happen next year? Well, you guys are opening a store, so I kind of know the answer to that one, right?
Yeah, I want to hit, like I said, I know it's very elementary, but I want to hit that goal of, we can say we did 1 million a week in 52 weeks. So our goal, we're not looking to stay stagnant. We know it's going to be a headache to move operations across town, but we're putting our foot on the gas and we want to do more next year. We want to get more market share. We want to grow our Midland store, continue to grow our Amarillo Canyon store. I don't know if rates will go down in February. I tell my team, we better hold on to the handlebars, because now all those people that have been sitting for 18 months and waiting for rates to drop, you know, just get a 4 in front of it. I'm not talking twos and threes of 2020, 2019. I'm talking, you know, just put a 4.75. I think we all better hold on to the handlebars, because those builders are going to start exploding, yeah, especially in our area.
I hope you're right. So part of the NFA, I know we're meeting in Lake Tahoe, and then in the fall in St. Martin. You going to that?
I'm not going to St. Martin. I will be in Lake Tahoe. St. Martin's didn't work out for me. I have 3 children at home. And so this will actually be the first NFA meeting I've missed since 2018. Will be the St. Martin's trip. So I think 14, 15 in a row is a pretty good run, though.
We're blessed, you know what I mean, to also have kind of a great team in place, so we can really divide and conquer. So Ryan and I will tackle Tahoe.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for spending time with us. It's great to catch up with you again. Been talking to Ryan Rogers and Kobe McDougal with Yates Flooring Center in Texas. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.